Hi, this is Mike Essen. We have a very special guest here today for us. He was, for 8 years, he was in the Florida legislature. He was the House Majority Leader as a Republican. He is now the Lieutenant Governor of Florida and a U.S. Senate candidate. His name is Carlos Lopez Cantera. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to the Mike Essen Show.
Hey, Mike. Good to be back. How you been?
I'm doing very well. First, tell my audience how you feel about the executive order Obama just signed. How in ire you are about it, and what you would do about it if you were a U.S. Senator.
Well, frankly, the President of the United States, in his announcement, has made it very clear that he has a much clearer strategy to infringe upon our Second Amendment rights than he does to take out ISIS. And that's a sad state of affairs. With where we are as a country and in the world, Iraq, Syria, Iran, more close to home, Cuba, Venezuela, are the homegrown terrorists that we're seeing sprout up. This president has been a complete failure when it comes to keeping our citizens safe and secure. And the last thing that he should be talking about is weakening our Second Amendment rights. And as Florida's next United States Senator, Floridians won't have a stronger supporter of the Second Amendment. I personally have my own firearm collection and have been rated A+ by the NRA throughout my career. And I'll do everything in my power to ensure that Floridians always have the ability to protect themselves and their families.
Who needs music when you hear that from you, Lieutenant Governor? Because I'm a life member of the NRA. And I feel that a lot of people who get elected to office in the Congress don't act on what they say they're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I'm running for the Senate, Mike. Too often, you send people to D.C. and they tell you everything you want to hear, and then you never see them again until they're back asking for your vote or for some of your money for their campaign, which is why I'm the only candidate in the race for the Senate who's committed, committed to have monthly town hall meetings and be in front of those whom I represent here in Florida as Florida's next senator. And you interviewed me when I was property appraiser. You know that in that race, I promised to have monthly town hall meetings, and I did. I had more than monthly town hall meetings because anybody who represents any constituency, their first priority, first responsibility is to be accessible and present and listen. Listening is a very, very important part of being in public service.
You're absolutely right, and I commend you so much for doing so. What would you do as Senator Lopez Cantera to fight the terrorism in the world, Iran and North Korea's nuclear threats, please? Tell my audience and me, please.
I would ensure that our intelligence community, which is among the best in the world, has the resources they need to identify terrorists and terrorist cells and terrorist training camps around the world. And then I would ensure that our military, which has been eviscerated by this president, would have the resources it needs to go and kill those terrorists wherever they are. Pretty simple equation. Find them, kill them.
It's like that Reagan strategy. When we win, they lose.
Yep. And this is a win-lose situation. They want to win, and they want to promote and spread their apocalyptic vision for the world, around the world, and we're at war, and we need to recognize that, and we need to act as such. Stop being so politically correct, and who are we going to offend? My goodness, these people want to kill us just because of what we believe in and the way we live, and it's time that we show them very clearly what the United States of America's military can do and will. And I'm looking forward to us electing a Republican president that will take us back to what made this country great, which is being very strong around the world and being a leader around the world.
What other issues would be key for you in your tenure as senator, lieutenant governor?
Well, the national debt and federal spending is something that would be very, very important to me. I mean, any issue you care about, whether it be infrastructure, whether it be the military, foreign policy, any issue you care about, if you don't care about how the federal because we are on a path to go bank to become what happened to Greece before my youngest daughter graduates from high school, if you stay on the path that we're on now. So spending is very, very important. And I'm not going to be just, you know, the type of person that talks about it. I'm going to do something about it. You know, like I said earlier, you followed me when I was property appraiser. I said I was going to go in there and shake things up, and I did. I took on the unions. I didn't make them happy, and they filed complaints against me because I tried to fire their no-show $100,000 a year union employee. But it was the right thing to do because taxpayers were paying that salary for someone who didn't show up to do any work for them and spent their time working for the union. I also took on the county commission. It would have been, you know, normal for a politician to, you know, go along and get along with the county commission, but I ended up suing the county commission as a property appraiser because it was the right thing to do. They were trying to exert too much influence over that office. So I have a record throughout my career in public service of not just talking about being a conservative, but actually delivering results to those whom I represent. And at the end of the day, that's what matters. That's what should matter. We've gotten to a place now where there's two types of Republicans, Mike, in Washington, D.C. They're the ones that have been there too long and have no idea what the real world is like anymore. And they think everything is fine and status quo is acceptable. That's the first type. And now we have a second type of Republican where they say all the right things, they hit all the red meat talking points, but they never deliver any results. That's not a conservative record of accomplishments like I have. When I was in the legislature, I could point to constitutional amendments that I passed that cut taxes, statutes that I passed that cut taxes, toughest mortgage fraud laws in the country, Florida, that I delivered. You know, that's what should matter when, you know, deciding who you want representing you, somebody who's actually made things happen or someone who's just talked about it. And I've always been someone who maybe talks a little less about it, but actually delivers more.
Before I ask you about your website to your campaign, which we're going to promote on our show, please tell my audience why you would be the best candidate over the Washington, not only the best candidate in the Republicans, but how much you really hope Alan Grayson's your opponents. I had to say that.
Well, the website is carlos4florida.com, and the reason that I would be the best senator for Florida and the best candidate is there's a couple reasons. First of all, every other major candidate in this race, their only perspective, their only experience is being a member of Congress. Well, that's the only perspective that I don't have. And it's the only perspective I believe Florida's next United States Senator should not have. The way they do things in D.C. is foreign to me. That doesn't make sense. There's no common sense about it. But everyone else in this race, that, you know, D.C. Culture and machine, it's all they know. It's all they're accustomed to. But they're very good at telling the voters what they want to hear so that they can continue to be in D.C. The second reason is I'm the only person in this race that has a successful career in public service delivering conservative results, but I'm also the only one who also has experience in business and real estate development and the private sector and having to face bureaucrats and deal with their arbitrary decisions rather than just being in the position to fund them. So that makes what makes me unique in this race. One, I have no D.C. experience, but I have plenty of Florida experience in delivering results. And two, I actually have real-world business experience and know what that's like, too, having to find the front of a paycheck, not just the back of it.
That's great. That Alan Grayson comment was because he puts his foot in his mouth very often. But yeah, that's for me to comment on.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I've come to expect President Obama to think that he can just write laws because his idea of the three branches of government are me, myself, and I.
That's
Hillary Clinton is just going to lie because that's what she does because she thinks she's above everybody else. Patrick Murphy, I expect him to be Charlie Crist Part 2. And, well, nobody knows what to expect out of Alan Grayson, I think. Who knows what to expect out of that guy?
But we know what to expect from you, and that's results. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much, and good luck on your Senate campaign.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. In closing, we heard from an accomplished man. We're going to promote his website on my website. Go CLC. This is my guest in signing off.